You can tell Joe's back because he's picking the music and
yeah, it's just like... I screwed that up. It did have a Beamaz and Beamer liner, but I didn't save it with it, so that one's on me.
So it didn't.
Let me rephrase that. I attempted to put a liner in it and then didn't press save and then just threw it in a script for Jimmy.
Beamaz and Beamer here on WBEN until about 10 o'clock. Thanks for being with us today. Do you like bologna, Joe?
I have to be in the mood for it. I don't usually like it.
It's weird. I would never buy, I don't know if I can't tell you the last time I've eaten bologna. It's just, it would never occur to me. Now, like, I know in my head that it's basically like a hot dog.
Right.
It's like a rolled out hot dog.
Exactly, yeah.
But there's something about seeing it in the package. And I look at bologna and I have hot dogs, no problem with. I eat them all the time. But I look at bologna and I'm like, you're not supposed to be eating that. Like, I just feel, not good.
I would never have bologna in my fridge. I think the last time I ate bologna was at a baseball game. I was just feeling like a fried bologna sandwich with the peppers and everything. But as you said, probably could have just gone with a hot dog and been happier.
Yeah, so you're just like trying to be like, what? I want a hot dog because I'm at a baseball game, but I don't want to look like I'm eating a hot dog?
I think I wanted just to try something different. And then at the end of the sandwich, I could have probably just had a hot dog.
Bologna, very popular, just not in my household.
No.
I don't know why I was thinking about bologna. Maybe it's this inflation numbers.
You think it's bologna?
Well, no. I just think that's what's going to be in all of our fridges by the end of this, because it's going to be all we can afford is bologna.
Is bologna and Spam the same thing?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't think so, at least. Spam is...
Spam is some kind of meat, right?
I hope so. Allegedly, Spam is a kind of meat. I'm not sure. Spam is mystery meat. Spam is shelf stable, which tells you all you need to know.
Yeah.
And bologna has to be refrigerated at least, right?
Right.
So Spam and bologna are slightly different. Maybe Spam is just salty bologna.
Oh, yeah. So that's the preserve.
Yeah, the over-salted, keep it in the can, and something like that. But I'm not a bologna. There's something about the look of bologna. Because in my head, I picture that like Oscar Mayer package.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is not how meat is supposed to
look.
There's got to be something better than this.
Is bologna the cheapest of the meats, though? Is that why everyone says, we're going to be eating bologna sandwiches?
Yeah. Spam probably gives it a run for its money. You can buy Spam on the shelf at the dollar store.
Yes.
But bologna
is... Probably get bologna at the dollar store, too.
If you're at the deli, I think that's the one where it's like, we'll just... Give me like 5 pounds of bologna. You can go for under $10 probably.
Say you went broke, right? And you had to be you had to spend as little as you could. What would be your go-to? Like for me, it'd be peanut butter and jelly.
To spend as little as I could? Peanut butter is kind of expensive and I use a lot of it on a sandwich.
But you can get a thing for $5. I mean, not the fancy peanut butter, but you can get like a thing of Jif for $5.
Yeah. I don't see, because I want to keep it somewhat healthy too. I only buy peanut butter where the ingredient is peanuts.
Right, yeah.
So,
I'm saying if you had to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you had to be as cheap as possible.
See, to me, my answer to that was always, I get the, big, huge, which you really can't find it. You talk about the shortages in stores. It's hard to find the big, huge thing of chicken. Like the family pack.
Oh, that's the first thing off the
chicken
shelf.
Breast.
That's the first thing off the shelf.
It's you can't really find it that often anymore. But the big, huge, the cheaper, it's like the cheapest, biggest thing you can buy. I mean, $12 gets you at least 10 steroid injected, biggest chicken breasts I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And that can feed you for over a week.
Right. Yeah.
Right? That $10?
That's a great point.
You have half of one of those is like, that's enough for a meal.
Right.
Half of one of those humongous chicken breasts. So I think just that, plain, I could eat it plain. You fry it up in the pan or put it in the oven and then just like put it over some lettuce or spinach or something like that. And I feel like that's got to be your least expensive option. That's also something I wouldn't mind eating at all. It's your least expensive option without resorting to something that I don't want to eat.
Right, like bologna.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I didn't even think of the family pack because, like you said, anytime you go to the store, it's not there. But yeah, get a bunch of those, just cover them in Frank's hot sauce. I could eat it alone.
Spam only, this is from our text board, 803-0930 if you want to join us today on our text board. Spam only contains 6 ingredients. They said the brand's website lists them all. Pork with ham meat added.
Oh, okay.
That counts as one, I guess. Even though that's, I mean, that literally is two.
Pork same animal.
With ham meat added.
Same animal.
But it's a different ingredient.
You're right. You're right. Good point.
I mean, if I took the eye, it was like, it's pork with pig eyes added. You wouldn't be like, oh, same thing. Salt, water, and potato.
Starch. Sugar and sodium nitrate.
Oh, okay. It continued. So, a sodium nitrate, sugar, starch from potatoes. That's what keeps it on the shelf, right? But in general, you've probably eaten worse stuff in your life.
You probably have. I've never had Spam, believe it or not. I talk about it. I watched a video on how to make Spam sandwiches. I've never actually had Spam.
Fun fact, this is our text board. It's a world of information. Again, this is all unfact-checked. Fact about Spam is back in World War I, there was so much fat in it they could use it as candles. Is that true?
I hope that's not true.
I don't know if that's true, but I do feel like I know of like a Spam candle. I just thought that was a candle in the Spam can.
Yeah. Should we send Jimmy across the street to get a Spam and see if we can light it as a candle?
But that was back. That was 100 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
I would hope it's changed.
They've gotten
by now.
Rid of that now.
Beans and rice is their most is your cheap go-to meal. I'm not a beans person, so I mean green beans, but
yeah.
Rice. All right, it might be cheaper and more, actually maybe less filling than if you put it over like lettuce or spinach or something like that. But I was going to say if you took the chicken, the huge pack. You put it over rice.
That's pretty cheap.
A bottle of hot sauce, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a, you know what? What's the big box of instant rice, the thing of chicken, a bottle of hot sauce, that can last you a week. And what are you spending, like $13?
Yeah, I think.
Actually, the chicken is more expensive now. You're spending
$16.
A little over $15 for all of that.
$16. You get everything bulk, right? I mean, that chicken can last you more than a week if you prepare it correctly. You've got the rice. Heck, that could last you for 2 weeks, one of those big things of rice. And a big thing of Frank's hot sauce, you're all set.
I think that's it. I mean, that's a good one. There's so much, a lot of Spam fans. I did not realize we had so many Spam fans. Ramen noodles, somebody's saying. Red beans and rice meal. That and ramen, two of the cheapest meals worldwide. I'm not a huge ramen fan. I mean, you can give me... I'll eat noodle, like egg noodles. Are those, it's not as cheap as buying
ramen.
Ramen or just, you know, spaghetti in the box.
Right.
Or like elbow noodles. But I'm fine, just like elbow noodles. I can just do that. That's fine.
Art and Hamburg, beans and wieners, beans and hot dogs. Used to have that a lot.
Frank and beans?
Yeah. Wasn't that on Babu Bot's menu on Seinfeld?
That's like hot dog mac and cheese? I mean, that's like the...
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
5-year-old favorite.
Yeah, I have it right now.
Yeah.
Hot dogs into some baked beans. Do you like baked beans?
No, I'm just...
Bush's baked beans, I could eat that all day.
Baked beans, fried beans, anything outside of just your standard green bean.
No refried beans?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm not a bean person.
I mean, that's probably... Played into our conversation before the show, my weight gain. But I do like beans.
Are beans like fattening?
Oh, well, beans with the paste, you know, the canned beans come in.
Yeah.
And then you cut some bacon into
What's in that bean paste? That's what always turns me off. Yeah. Like, what am I eating here?
Yeah.
It's
delicious. Awful for you.
I've eaten beans in my life. This does not look like beans. What is this?
Yeah.
Don't tell me this is beans. I can't do that.
It's beans covered. I mean, the beans alone are fine. It's what's covered in high fructose corn syrup, and they always put the little bacon in it. Mm.
I don't know about your home life, but my problem is, see, I could eat this on the cheap for my entire life.
Yeah, I get the same meal 3 days a week.
Jumbo red sauce, right, with the noodles. Jumbo red sauce with the chicken, right? The chicken. I mean, that's the chicken as the standard.
Right.
But I could eat that every day. It's my wife likes to mix things up,
yeah,
more creative meals, doing things like that, you know, more ingredients, different kinds of meats in there. Like I said, I could have that pack of chicken, make it with, you know, hey, I'll even switch it up. One day over rice with hot sauce, one day over noodles with red sauce.
There it is.
The next day over, you know, plain over with lettuce, and then just do those three or four things on a rotating basis my entire, and I'd be perfectly happy.
I could do that every meal, not just every day, every meal, and this is how I would switch it up. One day over cauliflower rice with mustard, the next day over cauliflower rice with hot sauce, the next day over corn with hot sauce, and then you just mix it back up right there. There you go. There's three meals.
But that's why I'm like thankful for this inflation report that just came out like an hour ago, is that I could use this. Now I've got some data to back up what I want for dinner.
Right.
I'm just take it to my wife and be like, look, I mean, everything costs more. This, we have to be on the hunt for the big pack of chicken, which a lot of people on our text board agreeing with me, nearly impossible to find.
Yeah.
Right
now.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah.
I have not seen a family pack of chicken out shopping in a very long time. I wonder if I go, like when we get off the air, Tuesday, 10 a.m.
That's your best chance.
I mean, are we really going to be out of it now?
Your better chance would be like 6 o'clock, like right when these places open, but you're probably still good at 10.
Like somebody's chiming in, not thinking prices are affecting your age group until I don't see cars wrapped around every single Starbucks.
That's a great point.
It is funny to think about it that way. But don't pin it on an age group.
Yeah, don't stereotype.
I mean, you're never going to find my car there. You will not find me spending what? Oh, for something that I can reasonably get for one price of like a dollar. How much is a cup of coffee?
I mean, if you make it at home, it's less than a dollar. If you make it at home, not K-Cup, maybe 50 cents a glass.
How much is an average at Starbucks? $5?
Five is low, yeah.
But you will not see me spending that much more for something that you can get for that cheap.
And to the Texas point, their car is running in the drive-thru while they're waiting for their expensive
You're
cup of coffee.
Burning gas, waiting for coffee that you paid a bunch for, and I do find it amazing that still goes on.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it is a lot of people are just not, you know, for all the reports of inflation, like, you know, how people are noticing it, how people aren't. You see all these poll numbers. Are people really paying attention to their finances enough to realize, or when they go shopping, are people paying attention enough to realize at the end of the day, wow, I'm spending a lot more?
No. 53% of Americans, I talked about this a few weeks ago, 53% of Americans are saving less money so they can live the same day to day. That's according to a survey. They're saving less. They're putting less into a savings account and just saying, I'll wait till everything levels out. I don't want to affect my day-to-day. I don't want to affect my Starbucks coffee.
That's amazing.
I don't want to affect the gas in my car or where I travel to. You know, for me personally, if I fit into that, I don't. But if I did, I don't want to pay, you know, I don't want to give up my two monsters for $5 a day. So 53%, more than half, say I'm saving less now temporarily so I don't affect my day-to-day.
That's and consciously.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
But you know what? I think people, when you say consciously, I really don't think people are actively realizing it. I think it is more of they treat it as a passive thing where it's okay. I know this is spent, you know, if you go and buy something every day, you should know when that price goes up a dollar or something like that. And then, you know, maybe that adds up. That's an extra $5 a week. And then, you know, $20 a month. That is going to add up over time. And you know that. But I don't think everybody is doing the full addition in their mind, right? I don't think everybody is thinking at that time, like, hang on a second. Now I have to stop doing that. I think they're no, You know in the time that this is going to, all right, this is going to cost me more money. But I don't think people really think of what costing you more money actually means.
No, people will listen to this conversation, or you and me, you and I, sorry, we'll have a conversation. A majority of Americans will have that conversation about how much more gas is, how much more groceries are, and then they'll go out and do exactly what they just
are listening to this conversation in the Starbucks line right now. Yeah. Saying, yeah, you know what, you're right.
By the way, across the street at Price Right, you can get a tin of coffee, and it's not that bad, for $5, and that'll last you a month. I mean, unless you're just a coffee fiend. A month for $5 for the tin of coffee. I mean, coffee's the one thing you can save so much money on if you just made it at home. And, you know, you could just set it the night before and it set it and forget it. And you've got fresh coffee. But people, I mean, hey, people are stuck. I think a lot of it has to do with routine. And yeah. I think, I know this sounds crazy. I think a lot of people like to walk into work with that Starbucks coffee. Oh, look at me. I've got my Starbucks.
Really?
I think that's definitely something.
I don't. That would be something to me. But I just don't think that. I think the routine thing, though, you're right on with.
Well, and I think Starbucks is actually going to. I think it's gonna backfire on them when they start getting rid of glasses and having the borrow a cup campaign at Starbucks, where you have to put a deposit down on the cup and then you have to return it to get your money back.
Oh, I remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
Do they give you a real cup, or is it you're giving them back the paper cup?
No, it's a real. It's like at a bar. They're gonna clean it, and then another customer will get it. For me, that draws the line. I'm good.
Really?
I can get my own cup at home. Like I don't need Starbucks to do what I can do at home. Literally in the same glass that I would give them.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in the Falls. How's it going, Joe?
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hey, are you calling us from the line at Starbucks right now?
No. I don't. I'm not one of them guys who burn my gas up, wait in line for a cup of coffee that costs too much. I make my coffee at home.
How are you? I mean, are you doing anything different at the grocery store?
No, because I've actually been on a pretty strict diet for the last 2.5 years, a weight loss program, and I've been buying 40 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts for over a year up until January. Of 22 for $85, and I bought one day before yesterday, and it was $135 for the exact same thing.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot. But Joe, you know, you say something to that diet, and I do think, like, I probably spent way less on groceries when I was paying more attention to what I ate and plan things out. I mean, do you feel that way with the way you're eating right now?
Absolutely. I actually in the third phase of my diet, I lost 157 pounds.
Way to go, Joe.
Yeah. I'm on the third phase of my diet, and the kind of diet I was on was a high protein, low, practically no carbohydrate diet. And what happened was when you get to the third phase and you lose the last 50 pounds that you need to lose, you have to cut your portions down. You can eat as much protein as you want in the beginning of the process, but, you know, your body fights back at the end there, and it's really hard to get that last 50 pounds off. But I just pretty much live on eggs and chicken. I have a vegetable day. I eat salad on the weekends, and I've been doing that for 28 months.
Joe, look at you go. You're giving me some motivation to turn it around.
Way to go, Joe.
I appreciate the
congratulations,
call.
Man.
Thanks. It's Joe in Niagara Falls. Phase four is evaporation, apparently, if you lost 157 pounds. That's that's quite a lot. I like somebody texted in. You know, I think people these days don't receive a receipt from drive-through transactions, so they're unaware of any price changes. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
This goes to your point, Joe, about the routine. If you're in a routine, you go, you know, I go to whatever store on whatever day, and I follow the same route through the store, and I buy the same stuff, and I don't look at the price because I buy the same stuff. This is what I eat. This is what I consume. And then at the end of it, you know, it prints out the receipt. And what do you crumple it up and throw it right out? I mean,
exactly.
What happens, you might not even be looking at it. And then you don't realize it until the end of the month and all the bills come out and, whoa, what happened here?
What about the way I shop at Wegmans now? I literally scan everything with my phone. So I never even look at the prices on the screen because I'm just scanning it with my phone as I go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I scan my phone at the cash out, scan my Apple Pay, and I'm gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and like you said, it's just what I'm getting. It's what I've been getting forever. So I don't know if the prices have gone up because I'm not consciously looking at the price. I'm literally just scanning everything with my phone and leaving.
Yeah. Hey, 803-0930 if you want to join us, B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, back here, B-Maz and Beamer. Plenty of news updates to get to before we really continue on with the show. First, out of New York City, the New York City Fire Department says they found several undetonated devices, as well as multiple shooting victims at a scene in Brooklyn. Emergency vehicles on the scene. Not much information now, but that's breaking within the last half hour. New York City police and fire warning about what they call undetonated devices, multiple shooting victims. We'll be bringing you the latest. And Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin, that's New York's Lieutenant Governor, has been arrested in a campaign finance scheme. The second in command to Governor Kathy Hochul surrendered early this morning to face a federal bribery conspiracy indictment in connection with a scheme to funnel fraudulent donations to a previous campaign. According to the New York Times, the incident, the result of an investigation that accuses Mr. Brian Benjamin, the lieutenant governor, of conspiring to direct state funds to a Harlem real estate investor in exchange for orchestrating thousands of dollars in illegal campaign contributions. So while everyone was talking about a Bills stadium, the FBI was looking into something different. So the lieutenant governor arrested this morning, facing charges. Both those breaking around 9 o'clock, and New York City will keep an eye on that situation for you.
I'll try to get him on Hardline this weekend.
I might be busy. Actually, you know, the way politicians are arrested.
He'll be on the campaign like trail tonight.
You know, I'm not sure. But
these are the kind of things you don't want on a campaign. You never want, obviously, but literally months away from re-election. And now the governor has her lieutenant governor in a little bit of legal issues.
Might make a switch on that ticket.
Might have to.
If I'm thinking that. But, you know, we've been talking about the ways that inflation's kind of hit you when it comes to your grocery shopping. Because I was just thinking, I don't like bologna. If it comes to that, that's not my thing. So my go-to meal, inflation buster, is actually, it's hitting you double right now, right? Because I'll call it the inflation buster, but it's not the supply chain buster because my big pack of chicken is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
The family pack of chicken breasts, I mean, search high and low, it is very tough to find it. You know, I like, if I have a choice and if I have coupons or, you know, I like the natural chicken breast. And there is a difference.
Your organic taste. Chicken?
More organic things. I like when I buy beef, I do believe there's a difference. Grass-fed beef, I do think that. But with the prices going up and up,
you're getting whatever has that lower price tag.
Yeah, you need your inflation buster. And for me, it was the big thing of chicken that can feed you for a week. But it's not the supply chain buster. You can't find it anywhere.
No. And I mean, here's the thing. Now you go in with the intention of buying chicken. It's not there. You're already going to either spend more in that visit, or you're going to over the week spend more because you're not getting the family pack or wherever you get. I don't want to single one place out. Wherever you get your bulk chicken and whatever they may call it. But I was surprised yesterday. I was in three grocery stores. Not one had that that family pack.
No,
so it's really anywhere you go.
I haven't seen it in months.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a staple. I haven't seen it anywhere. We'll go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WBEN. Jeff, are you in the Tim Hortons Starbucks line right now?
No, I well, I go for my family, but not for me. I don't drink any of it. But as far as the Starbucks go, I mean, you guys are ragging on Starbucks, but Tim Hortons plain coffee is just as much as Starbucks plain coffee. I mean, you're only talking $2 and something for a Starbucks coffee if you get the coffee like you're making at home. If you get the specialty drinks,
so that's Jeff. We're ragging on it because it's easy to. I mean, I don't know. I don't go to either.
I mean,
Starbucks just has the rep, right? I mean, they got the bad reputation.
And let's be honest, more people do go to Starbucks for the extra drinks that are going to cost a lot more than just a plain coffee. But Jeff, your point's well taken, but still, that's $2 more than if you just made it at home.
Well, no, I make mine at home, and when I'm out, I go to Starbucks. So, like, you know, I drink espresso, and I get the espresso machine. It costs me 75 cents for my espresso in the morning.
That's right.
Cappuccino, whatever I want to make, and, you know, per cup, you know, if I have that. And I might have three a day, you know. So, you know, what's that cost me? For three, I get for the cost of one if I went to the store. But if I'm out, I do enjoy it, and I'm going to go buy it at the store because technically I can afford it. And if it went up 20 cents, I could afford the 20 cents. Most people don't think about health insurance, but they're ragging on 50 cents and a dollar at the grocery store. But they're not thinking about all this cost, extra cost of the health insurance and other big bills that really impact your life on a daily where you can then afford all these small things and these increases.
You know, there is a point, Jeff. And hey, before I let you go, do you stick your pinky in the air when you're drinking the espresso around?
Oh, no.
Okay, just making sure. Thanks for the call and thanks for listening. But I do think there is something to that. You know, I was talking about the cable bill keeps going up last week. And, you know, how many people have, you know, whether it's the cable bill going up or, you know, streaming service that you don't end up watching. How many people have that, but it's the 20 cents on the coffee or something like that that gets your attention. But, you know, it's the thing that might be costing you more money. It doesn't really have the same thing.
But do you do the thing where you go through the streaming services and you're like, I haven't watched this in months, but you know what? I want to see this, so I'm keeping it. And then you don't watch it for another month?
No.
Oh, see, there are streaming services that I don't know why I don't get rid of because I can't remember the last time I watched it.
I did that the other month with the NBC streaming service, which I had, and there was a time going back when I got it a couple years ago. They had all the soccer games, all the English soccer games were on this. And I was watching while, you know, it's back working from home, doing, you know, kind of sticking around the house. He had all this free time. My son was less active. You know, he's just kind of crawling around. You know, you're not doing much with him. And so I was watching a lot of these games. And then, you know, a few months ago, I realized, well, I'm not watching these games. And I would love to watch them. I would love to have the option to, but I'm not doing it. So,
that's a great point.
See ya.
Yeah.
You know, and then if there's something I really want to watch or, you know, go back to, you can always re-up again. But for now, you're getting the axe.
That's what we do with Stars, because we have a show, Hightown, that we watch on Stars. And when that's on, we pay for Stars. But when not, well, why pay the extra money?
I said the same thing. That was, you know, the HBO for me was Westworld. And I got it when Westworld was on. And I probably kept it for like an extra month because there were some other things that, you know, back when, again, I had all, there's something about, this probably won't be the same if you have like two kids or one, but you have a kid and there's this period of time where I'm just like, I have watched more TV in the last like 3 months because you're feeding him or, you know, you're doing something like this where he's not really moving around. I watch so much TV, Joe. So I'm watching all these, I have all these streaming services. And then all of a sudden, you don't realize it, but it just ends.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, well, I went from watching so much TV to never turning it on at all. And then you got to cut it out. You got to realize that, you know, when something changes to.
So I think that's how we should be with HBO Max, because now Euphoria is over. We're not watching it every Sunday. Why not take a few months off? Save some money.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. I'm talking out how to save, you know, that's $20 right there.
What's the one thing you know, there's the streaming, whatever, the TV thing that you might not be able to do without, but item at the grocery store that you're never going to not buy?
Probably energy drinks.
I think you could.
Yeah, probably.
I think you would cut that out.
I could probably cut it out.
Because you would drink coffee, right?
I do drink coffee, but I in the morning, I like a cooler drink than a hot drink. That's really the difference. I like the carbonated drink better.
See, I drink that because I hate the taste. I literally cannot stand the taste of coffee.
I love a dark roast black coffee, nothing in it. I love the taste of that. However, these energy drinks are pretty good too.
Yeah, but you know, hot versus cold.
Dude, it does. It completely. I can't have coffee before I work out, or it will bother my cardio. I'm not making that up. That's 100%.
Is it because it's hot?
No.
Because it's coffee.
I think that's because it's coffee.
Okay.
But in the see, I'm talking about two different things. I'm sorry. In the morning, the hot coffee it prevents me from waking up. I think the caffeine doesn't kick in like an energy drink does. But then the other reason is if I have coffee before the gym, it just real gassy, bloated feeling at the gym. So,
I think for me, it is the I'm paying a little bit more, but there's no switching back from whole milk.
Oh, okay.
And going back to like 2% or skim or anything like that, I can't do it. I can't do it. Once you get you're on that whole milk kick. Oh my goodness! I mean, I never drank milk for years.
Yeah.
And then your kid starts drinking milk. You have whole milk in there. Just, all right, take a swig out of this. And then you forget, like, wow, this is amazing.
I've never had whole milk.
Yes, you have.
Oh, okay. I don't remember ever having whole milk.
You have.
We grew up with skim milk in the house. I'm lactose intolerant, so I don't drink milk now.
That's right. That's right.
I don't think I've ever had whole milk.
I'm right. I'm forgetting about that.
Yeah.
You know, I just realized you're lactose intolerant. I'm Lacosta intolerant. I don't like the shirts with the little alligators on them. Just can't,
what's that,
stand
a joke
them.
From, is that a joke from 2000?
Let's go to Rick. Rick in Buffalo. Now you're on WBEN. What's going on, Rick?
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to say, love the show. You guys are great. I couldn't let it go. The espresso with putting your pinky in the air.
Yeah.
So the reason for that is not for any other specific reason other than a good espresso is served very, very hot. So when you grab the little cup, you almost have to put your two little fingers in the air to not burn your fingers.
Couldn't you put it in a bigger cup?
You could, and then you could add liquor to it. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do.
Rick's got a whole bunch of ideas.
The little cup, there's something about, Rick, I'm glad you brought that. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for the compliment, too. Have you ever been with somebody who orders an espresso after, I don't know, Joe. I am like, I'm a no-frills person.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So when I'm out to eat somewhere, and, you know, you're done with your meal, and the person, hey, any coffee or dessert? Just like, yeah, you know, it's not even, I don't need to look at the menu. I might be hungry for dessert, but it's just like, no. Like, I don't even let them finish the sentence. Like, no.
See, I won't get dessert, but I will get a coffee after dinner.
I'm not that type of person. But, you know, that happened to me. I remember one time, you know, I'm sitting there and like, oh, yes, yeah. Do you have espresso? I'm just like, wow, okay. And then, like, I'm sitting across from this person. They got the little tiny cup on the tiny saucer. I'm just, I don't know, Joe. I'm no frills. Well, I'm looking at this ridiculous tiny cup with a grown man, like, across from me. Like, what are you doing here?
I didn't mean to embarrass you. I just wanted the espresso. As someone who has an espresso machine and does like a morning espresso, which I know goes against what I just said about hot coffee, but a shot of hot espresso is different than a cup of hot coffee. I can understand. Dude, it kicks in. That espresso kicks in just like one of those five-hour energy shots. It is an amazing, it's not enough to enjoy the taste, but it is a nice rush of caffeine. I do get the, I would never go to Starbucks and pay $5 for a teeny glass of espresso. But if you got it in your house, I do understand wanting a nice shot of espresso to wake up.
I don't know. I'm not the person, you know me, Joe. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm the manly man or anything like that. Like,
right.
I don't try.
But me either.
You will not catch me drinking out of that tiny cup. I feel like I look ridiculous.
Okay.
something about it.
So
you should pull pinky in the air.
Shot glass, okay. Espresso glass, no way.
Sure. But a shot, here's the difference. A shot glass, somebody gives it to you, boom, it's going back.
Yeah, you're right. Some people do
espresso,
sip on espresso.
I'm just like sitting there all day with the cup that came out of a two-year-old's, you know, playset. And, you know.
You are right. People do sip on espresso. I am more of a, okay, I need this for my morning. I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to get espresso at a restaurant because it's not about the taste. For me, it's about, that's a kick of energy. Let's go. But I will get a coffee after dinner. I do, especially if I was drinking adult beverages for dinner. I do like a nice coffee.
Yeah, I'm just, I mean, part of that is I'm not a coffee drinker.
You're not a coffee drinker, right.
So, you know, maybe if I was, I'd be a little more sympathetic to the espresso fans out there getting their little cups after dinner. But you just won't find it with me. It's just not, it's like, it's a no-frills thing, Joe.
I
don't know what to describe it. It's part of my person. There are certain little things that it's just, again, I'm not trying to be like Mr. Rootsutsu, like yeah, I'm macho too good man. For this
yeah.
macho man thing, but there are just certain things I look at and say, and I do plenty of ridiculous things. There's certain things I look at and just go, no.
Yeah.
That's not me.
I completely understand. Like I said, I would never go out somewhere and order espresso, but, you know, make a little one at home. It's fine, especially if you need a little pick-me-up.
Someone's saying on our text board, 803-0930, people are just begging for attention. Only weirdos enjoy drinking out of those small cups. Thank you very much. That's the thing. Like, all right, it's a little serving, but just, I don't care. Give it to me in the regular cup. What's so hard about that?
There's not
so
that much.
So I can
much.
Look like an adult drinking out of a cup.
But there's not that much. It's so little. You know, the serving of espresso is so little in a big cup.
Okay. Give it to you in a shot glass. Boom.
There you go.
See ya.
Now I won't argue with that.
But that's not... I don't know. Again, that's just... that's not me. But, that, you know, it almost points to... When I see the espresso person...
Yes.
I'm thinking the way you were saying about the Starbucks cup person of like, look at
it's
me.
All, yeah, attention.
Root-to-do, which I would never think that people, to me, if you do that, and that's part of the reason why you're buying the expensive, so you can have the cup and be, you know, Mr. Look at me with my cup. Like
there
it's
are
got
people
my
that do
name
that. Yes.
Written on it. Like that's a psychopath.
I mean, I don't know about a psychopath, but there are a people, and people might not even realize that's why they're doing it. But so many people do things and make excuses for it.
Little status.
Just
symbol.
For status. Like I said, I'll drink out of my little espresso at home. No one has to see me. I'm not going to do it, you know, with a cheesecake at a restaurant after dinner. I do believe, and I think a lot of people don't even realize that's why they're doing it. But, you know, it's just like, why are people drinking water out of a can? It's like, hey, look at me. People do a lot of look at me stuff.
I think that's it.
Attention, look at me.
And I might do ridiculous stuff. I wear ridiculous stuff sometimes, right. But I am not a look at me.
No.
I just do whatever I kind of feel like doing at the moment. I don't like look at me stuff. I think that's what it comes down to. If you're giving me a balloon, and if I'm bringing a balloon into a restaurant, you know what I mean? But like that kind of stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? You ever walk into a bar and there's someone with two big numbers there? Like, all right, I get it.
Is there an age where that's appropriate?
To bring big balloon
like when you
numbers
turn
21, into a bar?
Is that the only time at a bar it's appropriate? Or not even then?
See, to me, I would just say no.
Right, okay.
If you're 20, I understand it, but... To me, no. It's like the person. Do you remember this back in? I haven't seen this since, Joe.
Mm-mm.
But do you remember back like 2019, 2018, maybe a little bit before then?
Okay.
You know what people were doing in bars? I saw this a couple times. You see these people hula hooping in bars?
I've never seen anyone hula hoop in a Buffalo bar.
I have numerous occasions. I'd see somebody, they're just cracking out the hula hoop. You know, people standing where in you know
why?
Where do you hula hoop in a bar? Well, where people are supposed to play darts, obviously. You're just standing there in this open space, hula hooping to whatever's on the touch tunes. That's a look at me thing.
Oh yeah, I mean I've hula hooped in the studio before, but that's it.
That's the hula hooper and the espresso person are cut from the same cloth in my head.
Where did
I don't
you
know
see,
if that's
where
accurate,
did you see this?
But,
not I bet the old alternative brews would never allow you to bring a hula hoop.
No. No, they would not. There was a bar on Niagara Falls Boulevard that has a lot of open space where I saw this happen.
Oh, wow.
And I just, that's what parks are for.
I've done dumb stuff for
after
attention.
After dusk,
yeah.
The parking lot, whatever.
I've done dumb stuff for attention. That just seems, I mean, that is crying for attention. No one looks at that person and says, oh, look, they're having fun. That is someone that wants, hey, look at me. I have a hula hoop. It's like the same person that wears a crown on their birthday to the bar.
Yes, it's the big balloon person, hula hoop person.
This could be tomorrow's show.
I think it's espresso person.
Things people do for attention.
And every single one of them just grinds me to it. And, you know, a couple, before we go, we have to let this. Someone chimed in, giving two people, actually, reasons why you give this tiny little cup. Because it cools too quickly in a big cup. The heat stays in the little cup longer. And that's coming from someone who said, I hate the cup, I'm not defending it. Just that's the reason why.
Ah.
And I'm just, you know, me thinking here, just find a way to put a drink in an adult-sized cup.
I got you.
That's just me.
But my wife did say, if you want to come over and have an espresso, we'll have a tiny cup.
In the comfort of someone's home with no one looking at me.
Tiny cup ready for you.
That's fine, Joe.
All right, well, that is another edition of BMAZ and Beamer. We're back together tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tomorrow's your Friday.
What people do for attention, I leave in the middle of the week.
So tomorrow will be Brian's Friday. We'll be back here talking with you. Bellavia's next here on WBEN.